The Shulchan Aruch says that right, discussing the question of a person who's blind, he cannot see, can he get an aliyah? The question being, so the Shulchan Aruch says he cannot get an aliyah because the lachas he has to read mitoch haksav, the kriyas haTorah has to be read from inside of the sefer Torah. Even if he knows the words about Pab, he's not reading from inside the Sefer because he cannot look inside, so he cannot get an aliyah. Ramos says that nowadays that the way we do it is that the Erla is not reading himself, but rather the one that is the Valkari is reading. So therefore a person who's blind can get an aliyah. So we discussed this before. The halacha is that you have to read along with the Valkari. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, what does it help me? There's a Shema'a Ka'ina. But you have to read along with the Valkari as well. So the Shulchan Aruch is clearly is holding that that's something which is Ma'akev. The Shulchan Aruch is saying in a case where it's not possible, that the Arla is supposed to read along with the Valkari, but in a case where it's not possible, he doesn't have to read along. So in case a person who's a Summa, he doesn't have to read along. Similarly, we mentioned a person gets an aliyah during, if he's called up for an aliyah during Birchas Kriyashma or during Hallel, Chachili should not be called up during that point in time. But if he is called up, he does go up, but he does not read along with the Balkari. But so we see that there's the Shulchan Aruch mentioned this idea of reading along, that the halacha is that the Kriya has to be mitoch haksav. The Ramo agrees with that concept that Kriya has to be mitoch haksav. Even see, he says himself later on, in a different place, that Kriya has to be mitoch haksav. So you have to define this halacha, that Kriya has to be mitoch haksav. You have to read from inside. What does it mean you're reading inside? A person is sometimes a person, he looks at the word, because he has to be staring at the word while he's saying the word. He looks at the word, he sees it, and then he looks up for a second and he says the word. He read the word from the ksav. He looked at the ksav, and that's why he's saying the word. But he's not reading it from the ksav at the moment that he's actually saying it. So is that acceptable? So Shlomo Zalman said that is actually acceptable. That you would be that's a valid kiyum of mitoch haksav. The chachila person should be looking at the word as he's saying it. The Rambam seems to be more machmed on that a person should actually be looking at the word as he's saying it. But Rosh Hashanah said, at least in the case of a vidyavim, a person would look at the word, then look up, and then say the word, and he'd still be called reading mitoch haksav. That helps a little bit with the mitzvah v'achar, maybe, that they know about path to the point that they're not necessarily looking inside. Hopefully they are looking inside. That's a person has to train himself to make sure that he's looking inside when he's doing the kriya. Rosh Hashanah was asked a different question, the case where there was nobody who knew how to lane. So the suggestion they had made was they would put a chumash next to the Sefer Torah. A person would look at the word in the chumash, look at the Sefer Torah and read it. He said, you can't do that because in the confusion, you're going to not be looking at mitoch haksav. You're going to be reading it based on what you read in the chumash, not what you read in the Sefer Torah. So a person has to be very careful when he is the Balkare to not lane so quickly and try and stay, make sure that he's staying focused and reading mitoch haksav. Have a good morning.